Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 14. And it's a beautiful passage of scripture. And this is what he said. Joshua said, "Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them." Hallelujah. Other translation, the NIV says, "Cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites." My dear brothers and sisters, to be worthy of a following, you need more than talent and a title. And the essence of leadership lies in doing two important things. Number one, going first. Cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. That means if God has called you to lead, you must step out in faith and go first. That requires believing in yourself and your mission. Accomplishment requires more than just working hard. It requires believing the right thing. That's what God has called you to do. God told Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." In verse 9, you don't need all the answers up front, but your confidence always comes from knowing that God is with you and ahead of you. Right? Secondly, taking others with you. In verse 14, it says, "Leading your brothers, helping them." And in case you are wondering, how long do I have to keep investing in this person? The answer is until they also take possession of the land that God is giving them. In verse 15, right? Until they take possession of the land that God is giving them. Many people will serve when they are compelled to, and some will serve in a crisis. But when you have a servant's heart, you initiate service to others. You see the need, seize the opportunity, and serve knowing God will reward you. Therefore, you serve with gladness. If you see in the book of Psalms 100 verse 2, you know, David says, "You know, I serve the Lord with gladness in my heart." So here is the deal, right? You only qualify to enjoy the privileges of leadership when you're willing to go first and then take others with you. But that's not the end of the story. God said, "After that, you may go back and occupy your land, own land, which the Lord gave you." Hallelujah. In verse 15 of Joshua chapter 1, verse 15. I'll repeat that verse. What was God saying? God said, "After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which the Lord gave you." Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, these two things keep in your heart. And you are called to lead without a title. You are a leader in your home. If you are the head of the house, if you are the man with a wife and children, you are leading your family. You may be leading a life group. You may be leading a youth group. You may be leading a children's group. You may be leading whatever, either in church or in your organization. God is calling you to go forward with faith, believing that you will possess the land and you will help others to possess first, and then you'll go back and possess your own land. Amen? Let's do that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. You never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is truth. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to say thank you for your goodness and mercy that follows us every day of our lives. You desire the Lord, that the power that you have given unto us, the power of the Holy Spirit that helps us to be led by your Spirit of God. O Lord, in turn, we'll be able to lead our wives and our children in the paths of righteousness, in the name of Jesus. That we'll go first, we will possess the land, and we will help others to possess it for the glory of the name of Yeshua. That all Israel will possess the land that flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you for that. Give us that grace. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, longevity into their lives in Jesus' name. For by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were all healed and made whole. And we want to give you the praise and the glory, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.